You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschooling Kids Weekly Leader Training, helping you teach your kids the big story of the Bible.
Welcome back to the Weekly Leader Training for the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids. This week, Karen and I will cover Unit 29, Session 2, Stephen's Sermon. So, Karen, you know, and our listeners know, that we usually turn this into a big joke because it's, you know, kind of spot on what our session titles are. This one, I think it's easy to understand what it is, but this is a rather complicated story because Stephen, he has a pretty robust sermon.
Yes, he definitely does.
So why don't you take a minute and kind of set up what's going on here, for the reason for the sermon, and then whatever else you want to say to summarize kind of this session.
Okay, well, yes. So definitely we have started to see how the early church is encountering some opposition. Peter and John were arrested and then released. But in this story, we see the opposition really, you know, kick it up to a really tough level. So Stephen is arrested and he is martyred for his faith. So that's a really intense scene. And, you know, it's, again, as God is in the habit of doing, taking something horrible that men meant for evil and using it for good, we see that this has like a really amazing effect on the church. God uses it to spread out the church and advance the gospel. And before this happens, Stephen, you know, shares with the leaders just the story of the gospel. And he uses Old Testament prophets and works his way through right up until Jesus. And so it's, yeah, a really encouraging message.
Yeah, we're going to get to it in a minute. This can be challenging, especially if you're teaching younger ones, because we do have a death here. We do have the martyrdom of Stephen, but we know this is a pivotal account. You know, from time to time, let's take a quick aside, Karen. From time to time, people ask us why we include certain stories, certain sessions that, like this one, can be challenging. Why not skip it? There are so many other things we can talk about, and do we have to talk about this and put leaders in this position of needing to either address the death of Stephen or dance around it? And I hope you can see this is a good example of why it would be detrimental for our kids and preschoolers to skip this session, because if you don't understand the death of Stephen and the effect it has on the church, you can't understand why the church grew so quickly. And there's some lessons we're going to learn about perseverance and God using even our suffering for his good. So while we recognize it's a little bit challenging, and I think the team does a great job of presenting this in the leader guide with suggested say portions to make it doable, we believe this is a good example of why you just can't skip this. You've got to deal with this as you're studying what happens in Acts.
Yes. Yeah, 100% agree. But I do want to apologize in advance to our leaders that this story follows the story of Ananias and Sapphira.
There you go.
But
so we have
I really,
back to back.
Yes, but I do have to like blame that on, you know, Luke in his writing, because
well, you're blaming God because the Holy Spirit inspired him. So
yes, yeah, and the Lord in his sovereignty allowed these things to happen. But anyway, yeah, it's a challenge, but we can do it by the power of the Spirit.
So don't send the letters to Karen. Send them a little bit higher level.
Yes. Right. Talk to the Lord about it.
Exactly. All right. So let's talk. We've already started talking about a little bit of cautions and anything we need extra prep time. Let me just kind of follow up with this a little bit more then. From a positive level, as I intimated, Stephen's sermon, when you read that chapter, it's a little bit longer of a chapter, and it is packed. I mean, Stephen basically teaches the Old Testament part of the Gospel Project in one sermon. He, you know, if we could get him for a promotional ad, he would be all on board.
Yes.
So he just covers a lot of ground. So depending on you, the time you have, you as a leader, where your comfort zone is, where your preferences are, what your kids are able to handle, if you go beyond the suggested leader guide prompts and scripts that we provide and like to embellish and so forth, I think this gives you two opportunities. One, you can do a quicker, higher overview. If you kind of stay that higher and say, hey, then Stephen talked about so-and-so, and even use your timeline visual if you have that and can go and show them. I think most of the people who Stephen covers, we have covered as well. And if not, you can at least kind of get them in the neighborhood on the timeline. Hey, this person was about here. And so you can kind of do a quick, higher overview, just showing the big the big steps, the big beats of what Stephen was preaching on. Or you could go a little bit different route, and you could go more in depth into a few of these stories that you think resonate more with your kids and kind of review them as well. So again, if you want to go beyond, I think we kind of stay with a little bit higher in our session content itself. But if you want to go beyond that, there are a couple different angles for you to take. So just think through that. And again, think through your time and your kids, everything I just said. The other thing, getting back to the challenging part of this, just use your discernment. But again, consider how important this event is. Not only does this set up what happens following an Acts, it goes back to what Jesus had promised. Jesus promised that his followers, including us, would endure suffering. He talked about persecution. This validates the truthfulness of Jesus. So remember these things. Remember how it helps to spread the gospel. There's good that comes out of this. So I'm always a fan of when we as leaders are stretched. When we're always teaching from comfort, that's a red flag. So I want to be stretched as a leader myself. I want to come alongside you as leaders and help you stretch. But stretching does not mean being foolish or breaking. So you know where you are, what's comfortable, a comfortable stretch, to use an oxymoron, for you, but don't go too far. If it feels artificial, if you feel like, no, I'm not comfortable doing this, then listen to the Spirit. But just make sure that's the Holy Spirit pressing back and not your fears. So just use your discernment in this challenge. And we believe that you're up for this challenge, of course, completely.
Yeah, definitely.
So what do you have, Karen?
Well, I was going to add to that I think too, that just I really expect the Lord to encourage you in it, that you see, you know, that he helps you as you teach. And too, I think our kids, like we've said, they can handle more than sometimes we give them credit for.
Yeah.
And so, you know, again, you know, we just give them the facts. We don't focus on the gory details, and you know, the Lord uses it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think, do you remember, I want to put you on the spot. Do you remember how you treat this in the leader? I don't think you say he actually died. I think you just say he was stoned, or they threw stones at him.
Yes. Well, we actually, in the preschool story, we do say he died. It literally is a sentence at the end that says he died. But, you know, we bold the story for younger, and so we didn't bold that part. And then the toddler story, it just ended with they threw rocks at him. So, yeah. So, yeah, and again, we encourage you to use your discernment in how you treat it. So, yeah. One other thing I wanted to jump in, I started to jump in earlier, but you could also, if you have that Family Line of Jesus poster, you'll see a lot of the people mentioned in Stephen's sermons on there, or his sermon on there. So I would encourage you to take it. I think this is a good time to use that. So, yeah, okay, so preschool. It's funny, sometimes the stories that are most challenging have really pretty simple, straightforward activities, which is interesting. And I think, you know, I'm just thankful for, you know, our writers and other editors, and how, you know, we can really take some principles from those hard stories and really make it applicable for little guys. So one is painting stones in both preschool and toddlers. And again, you want to be tasteful with that, you know, because it's based on the idea that they threw stones at Stephen, but we want to use it as a reminder that God can help us through hard times. So, you know, definitely be careful in how you handle that. But also, too, just, you know, make sure you're finding a real practical note here. Good sized stones for the toddlers, especially, because you want to avoid choking hazards there. And also, the bigger the stone, the longer the activity takes. And sometimes you need some stretches there.
Here's a boulder, kids. Paint it.
Yeah. Well, and something, too, I wanted to share. I discovered this tip online is, you know, you can buy rocks online at, like, craft stores. But if you, or, you know, well, online or at craft stores. But if you need a lot, they can get expensive. But if you go to a landscaping store, they'll often sell you rocks by the bucket, and you can kind of, you know, pick through, you know, the landscaping rock, what you need. And that could be a really, you know, a more affordable option, especially if you have a lot of kids you need to provide rocks for. So, yeah, that was the only activity I thought could use a little extra prep in preschool. Babies and toddlers, again, mentioned already, we leave out that last sentence about he died. But when you decorate for J for Jesus, I think that's in the babies, it uses finger paint. So again, not a big deal, but just want you to prepare your heart for painting with babies and be ready with those wipes to wipe it clean. And then in the toddlers' activities, they're reading books about feelings. Hopefully you have some of those books in your, you know, book stash, but if not, I've said this before, always great to check out your local library. And another fun tip that I like to use when I'm looking for books is I'll, you know, look on, search online, books about feelings, and I'll stick, you know, preschool or toddler is at the end of it. And you'll often find where somebody has kind of done the work for you and given you a list of titles that can be really helpful. And I just go on the library website, cut and paste those titles in, find them, reserve them, go pick them up. And of course, you want to read them ahead of time to make sure that they're age appropriate and support a biblical worldview. But it's really a great way to get, like, you know, a few extra books into your kids' hands that maybe they don't see. They may be kind of used to seeing the same thing every week. And so, yeah, taking advantage of the library is great. But of course, return them on time and make sure the kids don't destroy them. So another activity in the toddlers session is to look at clouds. And so just want to remind you, if you go outside, to follow your church's security procedures for going outside. But if going outside is not possible, you can definitely cut out cloud shapes, you know, from white paper before the session and hang them from the ceiling. But obviously, you're probably going to want to do that before the kids get there, because it's hard to hang things from the ceiling
when
kids are in the room. So that's it.
And they don't do a good job of holding your ladder for you while you're up there either.
Definitely not. And they want to get on it. So,
you know, I can tell you, Karen, with complete confidence, I have never Google searched for books on feelings.
Have you? Somehow I'm not surprised.
Much to my wife's chagrin, I feel hungry. That's about the extent of my understanding of feelings.
Well, your wife's studying counseling, so she probably knows she can do it for you. Yeah.
She denies it, but I know she's doing that because she wants to understand me better. She's going to put me in a microscope. Good luck to her on that. All right, so let's talk about what we're excited about God potentially doing through this session. I'll go first. Again, I think this is a rather challenging session, as we've talked about two in a row, Karen, as you have reminded us about Ananias and Sapphira last week. But again, I beside all the other things we talked about, how this connects back to what Jesus said, how this kind of shows what's going to happen with the church moving forward and so forth, I really love how this is yet another account where we see that God brings good even from bad and difficult things. That is a common theme that runs throughout Scripture because it's true of life. It's in our lives as well. And we tend not to want to think of our preschoolers and kids going through difficult things. We like to think that they are, you know, just going through amazingly happily, you know, no barriers, no distractions, no problem lives. But we know that's not the case. And some of you as leaders, you know, definitely you have some kids who are going through really difficult things. So when we go here and teach on this, we are speaking into the hearts of our kids and their minds, either for what they need today or what they'll need tomorrow. Either way, I wish I had learned this when I was a kid. I'd learned more of the, hey, your life should be great because you love Jesus kind of view of teaching the Bible. And that, of course, does not prepare for when those hard times come or when you're in them. So again, a little bit of a challenge, but there's a sweet takeaway, an important takeaway for our kids that I hope you value as well. What about you, Karen? What are you looking forward to?
Yeah, that's a good word. I really like how Stephen's sermon reinforces, you know, the truth that the Bible is one big story. And so I love that we have the chance to review some of these Old Testament stories and see how God has been working his plan all along. And, you know, for me, that gives me faith that he's still working out his plan today, even when, you know, I look at the world around me and I'm like, what is going on? And I know he's working his plan. And so I hope that does the same thing for our kids, builds their faith, encourages them that God's in control and he's working things out.
Good time. All right, so let's wrap up there. I want to thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you have found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids and preschool. For more helpful resources, visit gospelproject.com.